In this bulletin, the former husband of Sydney woman Lynette Dawson, who disappeared in 1982, has pleaded not guilty to her murder. Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove's official portrait has been unveiled, and Australia up against Bangladesh in the Cricket World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The former husband of Sydney woman Lynette Dawson, who disappeared in 1982, has pleaded not guilty to her murder. The case was the subject of an internationally successful podcast, The Teacher's Pet. Speaking outside the court, lawyer for Chris Dawson, Greg Walsh, raised concern about the involvement of a clairvoyant in the case.
Anybody using their common sense would say, well, why would police be utilising someone who's using tarot cards? I mean, it just defies belief.
Police have also revealed that Chris Dawson has been charged over an alleged sexual offence with a student during the 1970s and 80s when he was a teacher at Cromer High School on Sydney's northern beaches. The so-called Medivac laws are causing conflict once again, with the coalition set to try to repeal the legislation when Parliament resumes. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is calling the laws a threat to Australia's secure borders. His comments follow a federal court ruling that a refugee or asylum seeker in offshore detention with a health problem eligible for medical transfer to Australia can be assessed remotely by a doctor. Human Rights Law Centre lawyer David Burke argues the coalition is overreacting to the court's ruling. New Zealand has launched a six-month buyback scheme of newly banned semi-automatic weapons prohibited in the wake of deadly attacks on two Christchurch mosques. Owners of the firearms will be compensated to up to 95% of the original cost. The government will also provide up to $300 to modify guns to make them legal. Minister for Police, Stuart Nash, says collecting the guns will be a huge logistical exercise and is expected to get underway in mid-July.
There will be four options for collection. One, large-scale events at centralised community locations. Two, handing over items at approved gun dealers. Three, bulk pickups by police. And four, handing in at police stations.
Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove's official portrait has been unveiled in federal parliament. The portrait by Sydney-based artist Xiaowei Cheyenne marks the end of Sir Peter Cosgrove's leadership, with David Hurley set to replace him on the 1st of July. Speaking at the unveiling, Senator Scott Ryan said the portrait's a reminder of the contributions made by past Commonwealth leaders. He says Sir Peter Cosgrove's service to Australia has been endless.
Sir Peter, in partnership with Lady Cosgrove, has contributed to this process that places this role at the heart of so much community and voluntary work that occurs outside this building, outside politics and outside government, but that is what really makes our communities as strong as they are. Acting as patron to over 200 organisations, attending more than 4,000 official engagements and hosting 240,000 visitors at Government and Admiralty House, half of whom were school children.
A serial con man known to dress like James Bond has been jailed for 16 years after swindling more than $7.6 million from people, including girlfriends. Hamish McLaren fleeced 16 victims in a series of frauds run from 2011 until July 2017 when he was arrested. Some $5.4 million has never been accounted for. McLaren will be eligible for parole in July 2029. To cricket, and Australia is expected to recall Marcus Stoinis ahead of tonight's World Cup clash against Bangladesh. The all-rounder, who's missed two matches due to a side strain, got through his last training session injury-free. Vice-captain Alex Carey says Stoinis would be valuable to the team at Trent Bridge.
It just gives that flexibility with the overs. Yeah, it'd be great for Stoin to come back into the side. I know he's working really hard off the ground to be ready to go, and he's smacking the ball in the net, so it'd be exciting to get him back out there, hopefully.
We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 22. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 14. Melbourne, showers clearing, 13. Hobart, a shower or two, and 11. Canberra, some morning frost tomorrow, then sunny, 11 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 15. Sydney, much the same, 16. Newcastle, possible shower, 16. Brisbane, possible morning shower, 22. Cairns, mostly sunny, 26. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.